Track 6 and more news stories. Several people are now sleeping rough. Several people were sleeping rough on the streets of Teignbridge last autumn, new estimates show. The government's Everyone In campaign aimed to eliminate homelessness and provided thousands of people with accommodation during the coronavirus pandemic. But numbers across England have soared following the pandemic, rising for the third successive year, a situation branded unacceptable by homelessness charities. Each year, the Ministry of Housing, Communities and Local Government conducts a national snapshot survey of rough sleeping on a specific night in autumn. The results published this week found there were 7 people sleeping rough in Teignbridge, fewer than the year before, when there were 8 rough sleepers. However, this was higher than in 2021, when the government's Everyone In programme was implemented, when there were 5. Nationally, the number of people estimated to be sleeping rough rose by 20% last year to 4,667. This is the second highest level on record and almost twice the total of 2021. The count includes people sleeping outside but does not cover sofa surfers, those in hostels or shelters, or people in recreational or traveller sites, and figures are generally considered to be an undercount of the true number. Matt Downey, chief executive of homelessness charity Crisis, said the figures paint a desperate picture, with thousands at significant risk of violence, extreme weather, and even premature death. It's an emergency and it must spur action, he said. The Westminster government has a once-in-a-generation opportunity to deliver transformative change through its upcoming strategy to end homelessness.
Oyster catchers to be replaced by Pebble Beach. A popular Teignmouth cafe has closed its doors ahead of a refurbishment and rebrand. The Oyster Catchers Cafe on Northumberland Place has closed its doors and will reopen as the Pebble Beach Cafe. The Oyster Catchers as a company has sadly come to an end, the cafe said in a statement. Although promoting the Pebble Beach as the home of desserts, the owners reassured customers that its famous breakfast will remain on the menu. While the name and look of the cafe is changing, there's unlikely to be a change in ownership. Both businesses are listed on Companies House with the same director.
Are eco holiday lodges coming to Quarry? An application for more than 20 eco-lodges at a derelict Teignbridge quarry has been submitted to planners. Holden Quarry could soon be the home to 27 eco-lodges as Wilderness Escapes and Hieronymus Gruff Limited's application, which seeks to change the use of the land, has been validated by Teignbridge District Council. According to the design and access statement, 26 of the lodges will be for holiday use only, with the remaining lodge existing for the sole benefit of generating income for a charitable cause. Devon Air Ambulance is named in the document. The proposed units will be of bespoke design and construction, built to passive house standards of thermal performance and air tightness, heated by an air source heat pump and spaced out, fitting around and within the vegetation. The development proposes no new hard surfaces, such as tarmac roads, paths or curb edgings. Rather, the existing quarry track routes will be used. Wilderness Escape's ethos is that the accommodation sits within the existing landscape and that visitors will stay within the landscape so to fully experience it. Electric car charging points will be provided on every holiday eco-lodge, according to the design and access statement. The existing entrance to the site, formerly a quarry and contractor's yard, would be closed and a new, discreet entrance will be created. Public consultation ends on March 27th, with the government target date for TDC to make a decision on the application being on or before May the 26th. This is not the first time holiday lodges have been proposed for the site. An application for 42 holiday lodges submitted by RF Aggregates Limited in 2017 was rejected by TDC.
Police boss frustrated at cost of top cops. Devon and Cornwall Police and Crime Commissioner Alison Hernandez has expressed her frustrations over the cost of footing the bill for three chief constables for 3 months. Substantive Chief Constable Will Kerr is currently suspended pending an investigation by the Police Ombudsman for Northern Ireland into allegations of criminal offences, and Acting Chief Constable Jim Colwell is also suspended pending an investigation into misconduct allegations. Interim Chief Constable James Vaughan is now leading the force after being appointed in December. The monthly cost published in the annual statement of accounts of employing all three is £63,913. This includes pension contributions and all remunerated allowances. However, from February 25, the Acting Chief Constable has returned to his substantive role of Deputy Chief Constable while suspended, and the cost will now reduce. The fact that the taxpayer is now footing the bill for two Chief Constable salaries is far from ideal, said Alison Hernandez. I also remain incredibly frustrated by the length of time the Police Ombudsman for Northern Ireland has taken to investigate the allegations against Chief Constable Will Kerr. I have made numerous representations to the Ombudsman, the Northern Irish Public Prosecution Service, the Chief Inspectorate of His Majesty's Inspectorate of Constabulary and Fire and Rescue Services, the Home Office and the Policing Minister in an effort to encourage a swift and efficient conclusion to this case. Police and Crime Commissioners have no investigatory powers, and therefore all such matters must be referred to the Independent Office for Police Conduct for investigation. I believe this experience demonstrates that Police and Crime Commissioners should be granted investigatory powers relating to Chief Constable misconduct allegations. This way, the resources and timeframes of such investigations remain within their control. I will be writing to the Home Secretary to ask that the government consider granting commissioners these powers.
Toilet petition nears 1,000 signatures. A petition calling for Teignbridge District Council to extend planning permission for the temporary toilets on the Den in Teignmouth has attracted nearly 1,000 signatures. The temporary toilets have been in place for more than 2 years to fill the gap between the closure of the facilities under the former Beachcomber and the construction of new loos by Teignmouth Town Council. However, the current planning permission expires on March the 31st, and Teignbridge District Council confirmed last month that it has no plans to extend the consent. Supporters of the petition are concerned that the lack of available toilet facilities will deter visitors to the town, particularly more vulnerable groups, as well as more than 400 park runners who run along Teignmouth Promenade every Saturday.